Indiana University has taken in the biggest number of students in history this year. Within the past 4 years, this number has risen by nearly 1,000 students, totaling over 43,000. The growing number forced students like sophomore Eric Berger to live in dorm lounges.
I was told that, you know, it might not exist, like housing might not be there, and just like wait to find out what the next step is. So I applied, and they told me I'm going to be in one of the lounges. I've thought about it before, and like I realize there's a ton of people here, and it's really not a good position for IU to be like, hey, we don't have a spot for you.
Eric lived in the dorm lounge of Forest before moving to a dorm room in McNutt. Director of Enrollment Doug Anderson is part of the team that calculates the target number of enrollment each year. The admission team has to offer admission to more students than the target number to ensure that that target is hit.
It turns out to be a really complicated management task to make it all balance out. And we offer admission to a lot more students than we're going to enroll. We know that not everyone who's admitted is going to show up.
This target comes from Anita Funds for IU.
Yeah, we often have a target that's the budget target. We really need this many students for the budget. If we don't get that many students, then we're in trouble, and how are we going to cut things?
Doug says that low enrollment can be an issue when writing checks to faculty. Before students enroll, classes have already been offered and teachers have already been hired. In order to fill these classes and pay these teachers, the target number for enrollment must be hit.
If the students don't appear, the salary of the person teaching at the front of the room is the same, but less tuition's coming in to support it. So we try to get at least as many as we need for the budget.
Doug says deans are pleased with the overflow of students as it brings in more money for the school. Over the years, the funding that comes from the state has decreased dramatically, which stresses the importance of tuition.
If the state were really, really generous, and we had plenty, plenty of money, then we could aim for a lower class size.
In-state students pay an average of $21,700 per year, and out-of-state students pay an average of $45,500 per year. These numbers include room and board and tuition. The rising price of room and board could potentially lead to students taking out bigger loans to attend college. According to Kelly Thacker, director of housing at IU, Residential Services doesn't receive any help from the university for room and board costs.
RPS is an auxiliary, so that means that we get no money from the university. So the money that students pay in tuition does not come to us. We make all of our money off of the room and board rates. Then not only do we have to make money, but we have to have enough money to pay for our facilities and for the staff that we have.
Dr. Thacker said that housing doesn't get any say in the amount of students that come to IU. Housing satisfies the needs of the IU admissions team. International students and out-of-state students pay the most tuition, which makes their enrollment even more important to the admissions team.
We are Indiana University. Our mission is to provide higher education to Indiana residents. And the fact of the matter is that one way we do that is by bringing in students from Chicago and New York and California. If we didn't have those students paying out-of-state tuition, there are things we couldn't do for the Indiana native Hoosiers.
Residential Services has implemented two brand new living facilities and four building renovations to compensate for the rising student population. Dr. Thacker said that compared to other housing programs across the country, this is a very high number of builds and renovations. The particular dorms that have been built and received the renovations are now considered the nicer and more expensive living spaces. Some of these newer dorms come complete with air conditioning and personal bathrooms. Resident of Spruce Dorm Camille Curlin comments on her dorm choice.
It's also like a lot more spacious, and the walls and the carpet are really clean, so I think that's like nicer than the other dorms. I knew that I wanted to pick Spruce because I've always heard people talk about how, you know, gross or like unorganized write and read in those dorms are.
Spruce, formerly called Rose, is just 3 years old and costs just under $10,000 to live in. It is one of the nicest dorms on campus. Unfortunately, some students pay to live in dorms that aren't as nice. Dorms like Reed are usually at the bottom of the list for incoming freshmen. Jacqueline Neal comments on her dorm experience.
My experience in Reed, it was not very fun. There was no AC. The AC was like the kicker. Like if they actually had like good AC or like something better, like the location was better, I wouldn't have hated it. It wasn't miserable, but it wasn't, like, enjoyable.
Living in Reed costs less than $7,000, so it's a great choice for students aiming to save money. This particular dorm is on the list of IU buildings that have renovation plans which could raise the cost in the future. A potential issue of these new builds and renovations could arise as the number of 18-year-olds in the country decreases.
And we know that because of the 18 to 22-year-old population in the United States has topped out. So if we look at like generation trends and like birth trends, I guess, back in 2011 is when we hit our peak of 18-year-olds. And so you're going to see a decline in the overall 18 to 22-year-old population in the United States, which then means that IU as an institution has to recruit from different places.
This could potentially lead to empty spaces in the new builds and renovations that housing is needed for the current overwhelming number of students coming to IU. The decline in this demographic is something that admissions is aware of and is working to decrease the impact it could make on IU housing.
We have charts showing state by state the population of 18-year-olds, and we know who's growing and who's shrinking, and yeah, we're aware of that, and there's intense pressure, intense competition for recruiting students.
The admissions team has full-time recruiters across the country and part-time recruiters overseas to fill the dorm rooms of Indiana University. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Jade Chappelle.